Hi, and welcome to the Get Rich a Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hi, dear teacher. I am so excited that you're here. Are you new? Are you a regular listener? Please message me with your thoughts, questions, and telling me a little bit about your business. I haven't done it for a while, and I absolutely love connecting with people who listen to this. I always tell everybody, and so many people have like kind of quenched my thirst of knowledge on what you're doing while you're listening. Recently, somebody said that they were doing a workout in the gym. Then somebody, obviously lots of people say they're on walks or driving. What are you doing now? Let me know on Instagram. I would love to find out. Also, why not tell me a little bit about your business? I find it extremely fascinating. People are just so different. They think that they are the same, that there's nothing special about them. The more I meet teachers who are trying to establish their own businesses, the more I realize, oh my God, there is no one person that is the same as the other. Honestly, everybody is so unique. So yeah, make yourself known, because I love finding out more about you guys. And also a massive favor, I am trying to focus lots more energy and effort into this podcast. So please share it, I don't know, on Instagram, in your stories, in your newsletters, you know, how much I encourage you to start writing newsletters, building your email list. So please do me a favor and share this podcast so more teachers can hear my tips, so more people can start charging what they're worth, making good money, making a good living, feeling freer, and whatever else you're achieving there. Alrighty, so let's move on to the topic of today's episode, which is the foundations, basically. And the reason I am talking about this again, I may have touched on it in the past, is that recently in many conversations with my one-to-one clients, as well as with my masterminders, it became clear that people who are, like, I would say maybe at least a year into trying seriously to build their business, or it might even look a little bit different when it comes to people who have been freelancing, but then get my advice via one of my courses, The Rocket, for example, or via one-to-one, and they think that they immediately should figure their foundations out, as if the years that they had been doing things without a plan counted towards like a time that counts when they're figuring things out. And that's a massive bullshit. There are no timelines. There are basically no timelines. And if you're getting frustrated with yourself that you still can't figure out your niche, or that you're pivoting, or that you can't really get it straight with your messaging, or people are still not, like, a little bit lukewarm and they're not buying your things, please, please, please do, like, be reassured that it's very normal. It does get easier, I promise. And honestly, if you don't get the foundations right, there isn't much that you can do. Because basically, what kind of motivated me to talk about this today is that one of my clients, I bet she'll recognize the story when I tell it, she told me that she had been freelancing for a while. Then she reached out to me. We started working together, and she now thinks, okay, I just need to have a website and I just need to market more. Then I'll have more students. I just need to get a grip and start doing more. And while in principle, I
agree with that. I think that teachers should be much more proactive about marketing. There is a caveat to that, and I never really spoke about it publicly, but I decided to share my thoughts on that. So basically, yes, you need to market more. Yes, you need to be more proactive in the promotion of your services and courses and things. You cannot do it without figuring out the foundations first, because trying to market or sell things without knowing the foundations that we're going to talk about, I promise, in a minute, is like throwing spaghetti on the wall and hoping that it will stick. So it's why people feel icky about sales. It's why they feel like they need to convince somebody to sign up with them or buy their course. It literally all comes down to not having figured out the foundations. So the good news is that the foundations are simple. They are simple, but that doesn't mean that it's easy to figure out and that it's a 5-minute thing. Yes, I agree, people overthink it, but in general, the foundations are simple. I am going to be running a new program, which is going to be like an introduction to my world, to the Rocket as a bigger program, and for teachers who are basically struggling as freelancers, who are on that one-to-one hamster wheel, or who struggle to find clients, who don't know how to do it, don't know how to differentiate themselves. They are a bit afraid. They know like the concept of marketing, but they just think they're doing something wrong. And they constantly, and I think that's the biggest thing about them, is that they constantly compare themselves and say things like, I can't charge XYZ because I am already the most expensive person in my town and other teachers don't charge that much. So I am going to be introducing the Rocket Takeoff, that's the name of the program, which will show you how to avoid this whole situation or work your way through the next stage of your business. Because there is nothing that you can really avoid. Hardship will always hit you, but I would say that it's really necessary for you to get the foundations right. And it all starts with what I'm going to be teaching there, which is something that I'm basically shedding some light on today. So the foundations are basically picking a target audience, getting clear on your message, and finding a few well-paying one-to-one clients. That is it. I promise. And I know there are so many other people. You may have heard other coaches talk about niching, talk about targeting your audience. It's all true, but nobody really tells you how to do it. So I'm going to teach you how to do it. A lot of people are either afraid of doing it because they either think, oh, if I pick a niche or a target audience, I prefer to say target audience because then it kind of gives you an idea that they're supposed to be people. And that's what I really recommend. That's how I recommend to think about it. Because they think they're going to exclude people, right? But it's not the case. When you target the right people, when you work with one specific client avatar, basically, that's what we call it in marketing terms, everything becomes so much easier, so much streamlined. I always say to everybody that the strength of my business lies in the community, and the community is built of literally a big group of the same person. It's like one avatar duplicated, multiplicated many times. And that's what makes my messaging, my communication, and offer creation much easier. Without that, you are basically marketing to learners. Learners are not a target audience. I promise you, there are still profiles who seem like they're doing well. They have millions of followers. They have like tons of whatever YouTube views. But you have to remember that all those big profiles that you likely are comparing yourself to, they started doing things way earlier, when it was still quite easy to grow on social media, and also when the market wasn't as saturated. At the moment, let's be honest, if you can't stand out, if you post another post with some useful, I'm doing air quotes at the moment, vocabulary, phrases, or things like that, you are not going to succeed. Target audience and getting extremely specific on that is a guarantee for success. It's not a cookie cutter solution for every business. It's a guarantee for success, okay? I believe, and I have evidence of that daily, that the fact that I chose a specific target audience is literally the base of all my success in business. And again, the next step, the next foundation, which literally comes from the target audience, which is something that you kind of learn as you go, but also research, is messaging. So basically, it's things that you know about your audience that help you connect with them, that help you make them like believe and think that you understand them, that you can help them, that you can, that you've got solutions to their problems. And unfortunately, what's the bane of teachers' existence and what's hard is that we very often think about those problems, struggles, and things through the prism of language. What we, however, have to do is step away from that, is to think about people as human beings first, with problems that human beings have, okay? And that is exactly the process I will be teaching. So that's why I'm so excited, because when you get those two things, the audience and the messaging, honestly, I promise you that you're going to have not a light bulb, but this weight off your shoulders. You suddenly will have so many more ideas on what to post. Like, I sometimes wake up overwhelmed with the number of ideas of things I could say, because I know my audience so well. And sometimes I just don't follow them because there are too many, basically. And the third thing, the foundation before you start working towards having group classes and things like that, you need to prove, have the proof of concept, which sometimes comes easier for some people because maybe you have proof of concept from working with some people before, and they are very specific people. So that you just pick them, they're your target audience, that's it. Or maybe it sometimes requires a little bit of action, okay? So putting out an offer for those people that you can easily sell, and one-to-ones are the easiest to sell, but it does take a little bit of a different approach compared to how we kind of think about selling one-to-one lessons, because most teachers sell one-to-one lessons by saying, I charge XYZ per hour, you can buy XYZ number of lessons, you can pay me in advance or whatever monthly, da da da. So they, as if their lessons was like units of a product. What we do with an offer to validate your target audience and the messaging and everything, the foundation of your business, the core basically, is that we package your lessons in one product. And that is what I intend to help you do. So, because honestly, without that, people struggle because they still have to work long hours. And I kind of want to apologize because I said that you just have to raise your prices and then it's all going to be fine. But then I, apart from like working with my one-to-one clients, I was not exactly clear on the fact that it's not enough to raise your prices. You also have to have something to back it up with, which is how your product, so your one-to-one package, will be designed. And these are the foundations. The foundations, so I'm not trying to say that that's the only way to start a business, but I have realized that that's how I started my business and got amazing results very quickly, which helped me move forward quickly as well. So if you're thinking about groups because you're tired of one-to-ones and you want to teach less, we are not going to start by going into a group kind of situation from the get-go. We first need to reduce your one-to-ones, but not take them away completely, because that's not sustainable as well. And I'm all about sustainability. And it took me a while to help you like smoothly transition from struggling as a teacher, as a freelance teacher, to thriving. But I think I figured the journey out. And yeah, that's basically the first part of it. Because when you get the foundations, the target audience, the messaging, and your one-to-one offer, you are good to go. You can take off. And that's why it's called the rocket takeoff. I know it's brilliant. I know. So that's that. I wonder how you feel at the moment about these things. So please do message me. When you message me with all the things telling me you're cooking at the moment or whatever, please do let me know how you feel about it. Also, I would absolutely love to incentivize people who leave reviews on this podcast. So if you've listened up until now and you go on now to Apple Podcasts, I think, I'm not sure if you can do it on any other platform, but definitely on Apple Podcasts, and you write me a review and you take a screenshot of it and send it to my Instagram account, I will give you something in exchange, something small, but hopefully useful, a little present. And yeah, because I would love for this podcast to get even more popular. So that is that. I, again, would encourage you to let me know how you feel about your foundations. And if you're interested in the rocket takeoff, all the info will soon be on my website. So keep your tabs open, keep your inbox open, because I'll obviously be emailing about that. And finally, if you would want to collaborate with me as a guest or invite me to your podcast, I am very much open to such collaborations, especially if there are teachers in your audience. I might not contribute much if learners or like your audience are not teachers, not my target audience. But if there are teachers in your audience, then I would love to collaborate. So please reach out. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode.
You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hustling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.